Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
And it's time now for Tradio. 3 minutes past 9 o'clock, and here in the studio with me, Joe Bertagnoli. Hello,
good morning.
Joe.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Your weather report was just enlightening and uplifting.
Yes, I know. But I am really happy we don't have measurable snow to deal with.
Oh, I know.
You know?
Oh,
we've all shoveled enough, I think.
Oh, 2 days worth of that. Yeah.
Ooh,
every day. Yeah.
Every day, yeah.
Yep.
No, I never understood why the older people didn't like snow. I was always so excited, you know, skiing,
yeah.
Cross-country skiing.
Sledding, everything.
Oh, what a good time. And then the older people would be just groaning. Now I do know, because I am an older person.
No, you're not.
Yeah, well, so it's been a lot of shoveling.
Yeah, it has.
Speaking of which, if you're a shoveler out there, maybe you could call in. I don't know. We're not supposed to do businesses, but...
Well, they're not. There's these guys.
Needs
you know, the
must.
Ones I, well, yeah, the ones I see there, they're not really businesses. It's like kids or something. I put their name out there saying, hey, I'll come shovel your driveway, your walk, whatever, your roof, whatever. I'll come and do it.
Adults, for, too.
Yeah, and adults.
Yeah.
That's not just kids, right. But they're not really a business. They're just putting themselves out there to help.
Exactly.
And
it would be helpful.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's right. And then the hometown heroes driving around in their ATVs with their plows and the guys in the pickup trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be glad to just make cookies and not shovel. Let them shovel and make them cookies.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. That would be a good
thing.
The
berm at the edge of the driveway. The snow wasn't that bad to shovel. It was kind of light. You know, but that berm at the end of the driveway was a little brutal.
Yeah. Indeed.
That second day when we got a lot of snow that night. Yeah,
we're all suffering along with you.
Yeah.
Well, here we have someone on line one. Let me get that.
Yeah, let's talk something good.
Good morning, caller on line one. Welcome to Tradio.
Hey, Matt down at the LIO.
Hi, Matt.
Hi. Just a few things to remind people of that the... legislature is in full swing, and if you have any questions or any interest in legislative issues or bills or the budget or a variety of issues in state government or questions about state government or federal government too, and I can maybe help you with some of that. If you're interested, you can give a call, 772-3741. The LIO is your kind of a gateway to government. If I can't find answers for you, if you're looking for some information, whether it's a government program or the legislative stuff, finding forms and that sort of thing, if I can't find it for you, I'll try and find someone who can. Wanted to mention along with that also, every year the LIO orders a supply of all employer tax forms. There's these official printed IRS forms that are, it's a certain red copy that you have to get the actual physical one. You can't just print it off like a lot of the other forms. These are things like 1099s and 1096s and things like that. And we order those every year as a courtesy for the many small businesses in town. Unfortunately, due to some changed IRS order limits and shipping delays like months and months, we are now out of our 1096s. We're running low on the 1099s. Still waiting on an order. It's long overdue, and to be honest, at this point, it's not clear whether we're going to get it or even be able to order these forms in the necessary quantities to provide them for the people that like to come by and get them every year. So I wanted to just give people a way far heads up. I know it's kind of early, but into next year, I would recommend you consider that these are forms that you usually get here. You should consider ordering them yourself from the IRS. It's really easy, it's free, but you just want to do it pretty early on, close to the end of the year, as opposed to waiting right till tax season. And I'm more than happy to show people how to do it, order them for themselves. They can give me a call, 3741. I can There's quite a few people coming for these forms, and I'm still going to try and order them every year, so I'm not giving up on it, but it's just not really happening for the amount that we typically need. So, like, anyway, so that's what I'm working on, but I wanted to let folks know that if they depend on that every year, I would recommend you start looking into ordering them yourself from the IRS. Again, it's pretty free and easy, and I'm more than happy to show you or tell you how to do it. 772-3741 if you have questions about that. And that's pretty much it, other than that there are, every day I've been trying to let KFSK know about hearings in which the public can participate. So you listen into KFSK, and there'll usually be an announcement about the hearings where public testimony is allowed. And you can testify by calling in on your own phone, and the number's there on the PSA. You can also contact me at the LIO at 772-3741 if you have questions about testifying. And, of course, you can, when we're open during business hours, you can come by and testify through our teleconference service. I can link you into the hearing for sure. And, if you have something that's after hours you'd like to testify at the LIO, just give me a little heads up a day ahead of time or even in the morning and let me know, and I can stay open for that. So that's about all I've got for you from the LIO, and I've got something else, but that's a different thing, in which I'll probably call back for. So. There you go.
Okay. So, thank you, Matt.
Say Matt.
Matt.
Wait. Yes.
So obviously, you were offered, it's getting close to the end of the deadline there, but you offered help with any people that are having problems with their permanent fund applications, correct?
Yes. Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, that's a lot of folks come in to get help with their permanent fund dividend application. For new folks who are just doing it for the first time, you have to submit some documents. Original documents like a birth certificate or passport to the permanent fund division, which is not us, but I help with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of folks have to send those original documents in and worry about them in the mail, you can come in here and I can make an official certified copy and send it to them for you, so you don't have to send your original in the mail. I can also help folks who've been having some issues, like if they have questions or problems they've been having with a previous PFD or this past year's PFD, and that's not as much of a deadline thing. However, the deadline is that if you're planning to apply for the PFD, which it's an application process every year, the deadline is March 31st mm-hmm. to get that application in. And if you have questions or need help with that, definitely you can give me a call at 772-3741. But again, that deadline is March 31st, and they don't make exceptions.
Oh, I know.
I mean, it's extremely rare, and they're not gonna let you apply.
No mercy there.
Yeah. Well, that's, I just brought that up because I know it's not quite your department, but you do help out with that because you know the process. So thank you.
Yeah. The only major exception they do sometimes make is for disabilities, and you have to provide a certain amount of proof and things like that. And of course, like if you were in combat
mm-hmm.
or in a coma.
Yeah. Or just being old and forgetful isn't an excuse, right? No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, being old and forgetful.
Nice try.
Nice try. All right, thanks, Matt.
Even if you mailed it in and you said it got lost in the mail, unless you have proof that you mailed it in, which would be like certified mail if you decided to do a paper application,
mm-hmm.
If you don't have any proof that you mailed it in, then you're totally out of luck. I do recommend if anyone does a paper application that they do certified mail so they have proof that they mailed it.
Thank you, Matt. I got a few people waiting on the line here, line two. Hello, line two. You're on the air.
Good morning. Good morning. It's Joyce.
Hey, Joyce.
Morning, Joyce.
Hello. I'm not old and forgetful. I used to shovel snow as a teenager, and that's why I don't like snow as much these days.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I'm calling for bingo for the Suns this week. Doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6, and the menu is going to be mysterious until Friday. And I have a question for you, Julie.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know whether or not you're going to do the poem of the day next month in April?
I'm really glad you brought that up. I think we will. I have to talk to Isaiah when he gets back today and see about that, but it's a really fun part of spring, and we usually have people come and record a poem, and now you can even send it in on your phone. But every day we have a poem, and someone reads a poem they've written or one they like. So, yes, we will be doing that. It's Poetry Month.
I've been thinking about it the last 2 years, so this might be the year I'm going to do it.
Okay.
So, again, bingo on Friday. Doors open at 5:30, and the menu is mysterious this week.
I like that.
Yeah, mysterious menu.
I like that. There could be a restaurant just had mysterious food. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you, Joyce.
And we also have a guest who is going to help out this week. And everybody knows her. She has retired from bingo, but she is going to help this week.
So, are we guessing? Okay.
thank you, people.
Okay, thanks,
bye-bye.
Joyce.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Joyce.
A mysterious guest. I have a guess, but
I
might
got a
wait.
Couple too.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Friday, we'll pin her down
okay.
on that one. Okay, line three, you're on the air.
Good morning. This is Marilee.
Good morning, Marilee.
I'm looking for someone who knows how to run Quicken Classic Deluxe. I've been using Quicken for decades, and this one I'm trying to set up, and it is defeating me. If there is someone who is familiar with the Quicken Classic Deluxe and could come out and help me get this thing started, I would be very grateful.
Yes, that would be good. What's your phone number, Marilee?
My number is 907-772-3136, and I live out at Sandy Beach Road, 607 Sandy Beach Road, so if, you know... And I have a car, and they've got me flat out, so I can, if you need to, I can come and get you.
Oh, good. Okay.
I just need somebody to get me started on this, because I can't get the first thing in. So it's once I get started, I'm fine, because I've been using it since 93.
Right.
This one is like, come on. I don't want to keep my old computer just for Quicken. But
right.
Especially since you have to rent Quicken now, and I've already spent $99 for it this year. I want to be able to use it.
All right.
Indeed.
New and improved.
Nothing
yeah, right.
strikes
it's
fear.
Like everything else. Yeah.
Yeah, an update that just strikes fear in my heart. Okay, thanks, Marilee.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, when they say an update. Have you ever had it where they update it and then your phone never works again?
It doesn't do the same things.
No.
But if you don't, then sometimes you don't get some
Then bad things
stuff.
Happen.
Yeah.
Right, and then...
It forces you to it.
Scott and I were talking about inflammatory language, and I think the thing that can send me over the edge faster is, that's not your password.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, it
Access
is.
Access denied. I was like, yes, that was the name of my gerbil in fourth grade.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, you name your passwords after your gerbil in
not
fourth
anymore.
Grade? Okay.
Because I was told that pets' names is not a good one.
Uh-oh.
Although no one's probably kept track of old Nesta since she
yeah,
died.
Yeah.
Anyway, anybody who has a call, please, something to buy, sell, or trade, or maybe you want to talk about events coming up. There are so many events coming up. Did you hear about you're going to be in Mexico probably for the fundraiser for MDT Studios on the 14th? Are you going to be gone?
I heard something. I'll be gone, but I heard
the Circus After Hours.
Circus After Hours.
It's an adult party at the Sons of Norway with a circus theme.
Interesting.
Games, food, drinks, and entertainment. And it is supporting Midcoff Dance Troupe's Building Fund.
Huh.
So we had a Circus After Hours fundraiser for KFSK some years back that Oren organized. It was amazing. People still talking about it.
Nice.
So here... This sounds similar, but if anyone wants to call in about the Circus After Dark, love to hear more about that. Also, there's a Moose Club fundraiser coming up on the 14th as well, and that's to benefit Ronnie Odegaard at the Moose. And they've got pork, beans, and potato salad, and you can eat in, and there's a silent auction and a dessert auction, or they have a drive-through option. I was like, Ellie, how are you going to drive through the Moose? And she said, you drive in. You know how that goes by Chamber of Commerce? You turn there by the Moose Club parking lot, and then you can drive right through to the road by the hospital. So they're going to have, you don't even have to get out of your car.
What they did, I believe, might have been during COVID, like
They did that then?
They did a drive-through there. I believe it might have been the shrimp feed or something. That, cause wow. Because they had to tighten up during May there.
Sure.
So I believe you drove around by the charity box, drive down through there, or one way or the other. So one way path between the chamber. Yeah.
Right.
And you drive, and they were handing it out through the back door of the Moose.
Wow. Yeah, that is a grand option.
One drive-through 1 year. And I believe it was during COVID for, I think, the shrimp feed, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I like that. That's pretty amazing. Well, someone's called in, and so line one, you are on the air. Hello?
Good morning. Good morning.
Hello, Alec.
Hi.
That
was it for, hi. Hi, Julie. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Alec.
Hey. So all the way back to Monday, that glorious morning. And so there I was.
There we are.
Right? So thank you so much, Julie. I know you put a great playlist on there from Steve.
Oh, yes.
So good for government. Yeah, I was totally energized. I was out there shoveling snow.
Mm-hmm.
Like crazy. And I know he wasn't there in the studio.
No, but he was in spirit, and he inspired us, didn't he?
Oh, I was so inspired. I mean, he played the Righteous Brothers.
Oh. Yeah, he plays a great show. And then that was just what we needed on Monday morning, because there was a lot of snow out there. And I called him and told him I liked
it. You're feeling me, Julie. You're really feeling me. They played the Beatles.
Yep.
Oh, man, it was good.
No, it was great. He said he got a lot of calls from people like us who said, hey, you're helping me shovel.
Ooh. I don't know if music could help me shovel, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah. It inspired you.
It did?
Okay. It gets you going.
No, I should have listened to the radio when I was shoveling.
Should always listen to the radio. But, you know, you can always hear those volunteer shows again because it's on our webpage under volunteer highlights. And so I think I might have saved that one. Every once in a while. And yeah, so Rising Tide for Monday, you can hear that show again if you have to shovel any more.
Well, yeah. I don't know. There's, you know, 2-3 inches of slush in my driveway. Something's going to have to happen to it before it freezes.
Well, Alec, yeah.
Well, if it ever happens again, we know what to do then.
Exactly.
The trickery of modern technology is of great benefit.
Righto.
Well, thank you. Thanks for calling in, Alec. Appreciate that.
Take care.
Yep, you too. And I appreciate all the volunteers. Like yesterday, they, you know, even was horrible, and everyone managed to come in, you know, and it's, I really appreciate it. We have like 10 hours of volunteer programming here on the air.
That's pretty amazing.
People say, you just play NPR. It's like, no, we have 10, sometimes 12 hours of volunteer music. So, and that's because of members in the community. And you, right. too, who yes. volunteer your time to come in and do this.
You know, it's a good thing, you know, because it's really like this station would not run with just the paid staff. There's no way.
No.
You know, you know that. And it's not, I do. Kudos to the volunteers, but they enjoy doing it. And it gives you a release, too, to get out and blab
shovel
on the radio. Shovel snow.
that's what happened yesterday was because Bill Tremblay came in and did High Country with Cindy's playlist. I was able to go shovel the boat, which Gloriana has been telling everyone, get down there. I like her latest public service announcement. It inspires nightmares so that you don't neglect your boat. Because she talks about, you know, if you let your boat go, then it'll sink in the harbor because, you know, the water will go in through the through-hull fittings and your bilge pump might not be working. And all of a sudden you're lying there at night and going, sure wish I'd gone down to bail the boat.
Yeah.
Or maybe I should go now. So, you know?
So if you're out there shoveling for 3 hours and you're inspired, Alec, I wonder how your back was the next day. You know, I was inspired yesterday. It felt really good, but today it's kind of sore.
I can tell you how that inspiration felt at 4:30 this morning.
Yeah.
I was sure glad to get everything shoveled out, though. Mm-hmm. And such a relief that there was no more snow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a blessing. So, well, we don't have any more calls coming in, but you know what? If you start reading the rundown, we will. So,
well, we had Matt called from the LIO just telling people the legislature's in session, and if you got any questions about events or what's going on and you want to help with, you want to testify or whatever your questions may be, give them a call at 772-3741. He also will help you if you have any questions with your permanent fund application, if you're having issues with that. That's not his department, but he does have the answers or can find the answers. He says, if I don't have them, I will find them.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will not rest until
he
does.
No, and I know Matt. He will not rest until he does. So, yeah, so if you got any questions or anything about anything that's going on in the legislature, Matt Lichtenstein is your man at the LIO. Joyce called, and bingo is on. Friday, open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6 o'clock. Mobility assist chair, I imagine, is running if you need help up the stairs. And we have a mysterious menu.
Mysterious menu and maybe a mysterious caller.
And a guest. There's going to be a mysterious guest. Somebody who, and this is the only hint she gave, somebody who has been retired there but is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can formulate your own guesses. But, yeah, it's Bingo Friday. Show up and enjoy the fun. And Marilee called, and she is looking for some help with her new Quicken program. It's the Quicken Classic Deluxe, and it's new and improved, updated, but it just kind of, she's been using Quicken for years, and this has kind of got her a little stumped on how to set it up. If you can help her, she'd really appreciate it. Call her at 907-772-3136. And she lives at 607 Sandy Beach Road, but give her a call, and if you have a problem getting up there or whatever, she would come and get you, she said. So Alec called just to give us a little pat on the back, give the radio station a little pat on the back. Steve Barry wasn't here in person, but his playlist was out there, and I guess it was, how do you say, inspiring.
It was. It was.
If you were that inspired, Alec, why didn't you come and shovel my driveway, too? I could have given you some inspiration, but no, it's all good. So that shows you the power of radio. It inspires you while you're shoveling, even. So.
Yeah. Morale is important this time of year.
Yeah.
And just think, a month from now will be April. It'll be a totally different scene.
Yes.
We won't be stuck in March forever.
I would imagine they're going to go out there and plow the roads today.
Oh, yeah.
Just because... The side roads, like coming out of my Severson's there, was just ruts about a foot deep because the snow's melted. You know, it was hard last night, but this morning. So
it softened? It didn't melt to liquid and wash away?
No, not yet. It's just soft and slush. You know how it gets in the ruts and your car gets tossed side to side.
Yes,
that's
I
the way
do.
My truck was this morning. You know?
Yeah, we drive on whatever side of the road we can when Scott brings me in the morning because I don't want to park out here when they're plowing by the school. So he has to get up too. Ooh, yeah,
speaking of school. Speaking of school, what's going on today?
Let me think. What could you be hinting about? Oh, would it be regional basketball?
Yes.
Okay, I'm still trying to sort how we're going to get that. But 3 o'clock, the girls are playing Haynes.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can find a way to get that on the air, we are definitely going to have
you.
It.
Thank you. We'll try.
And then if they beat Haynes, I think they play tomorrow morning at 9. If they don't beat Haynes, what happens to them?
Well, they'll go into the loser's bracket. They'll play again, but I don't know when. I haven't seen the bracketology yet. No, they usually get two games guaranteed,
okay.
I think. They'll go into the loser's bracket, but they'll if they lose.
Okay.
No, and don't even say that if. After they win, they will move on to play, I believe, Metlakatla.
Yes, I think so. Because and then the girls will play at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and then the boys will play at 10:30.
Yeah, so.
Is my understanding.
Just let it be known that Julie will make every effort in the world.
Every effort in the world.
To get it broadcast to you
and
folks.
It was really fun to sit the board, actually. You can't imagine what you're missing. With James and Zach over the weekend because they're so engaging.
Oh, they were.
And, oh, my heavens, they're talking about people's hairstyles.
Oh, I caught that. I had to play that for my grandson. Of course, I said, hey, listen, your hair was on point on Saturday night.
It was really good. But anyway, listen for that because that's coming up. See what I tell you? You start saying, well, we're done now. It's like the restaurant trying to close the door, right? But we always have time for you. If you call in for Tradio and line one, you are on the air. Hello.
Hi, this is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
And I am calling because we talked over the possibility of a men's art show and have kind of decided on a fall time frame. And I'm looking out at these snowscapes, and other than mumbling expletives under my breath, it makes me art. And the problem is you guys are kind of tricky. And we don't have too many names on our list for contacts. And I've talked to Sarah at the Clausen Museum. people can either stop by and give their contact information to her so we can give them the notice when we start getting the show organized, or people are welcome to text me at 907-650-7667 with their email or phone number and what kind of art they do. And we'll be collecting that over the next few months.
Sounds good. Okay. Excellent.
Yeah. And Emil Tucker was actually the one who proposed a title for the show, and I think we're going to go with it, and we're calling it Out of the Woodwork.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Good.
Because we're kind of dragging these guys out of the woodwork.
Okay. Well, that will be good, and maybe we'll get woodworking. I know there's a lot of woodwork artists here in town, so...
And metal and
metal.
Painters and all kinds of things, and we would love to see it all. Video, music, we have ways of incorporating all of it, so... If you are inclined to participate, either please call the Coffin Museum or myself and let us know, and we will get you lined up.
Sounds good.
So we got your number. Cindy, what's the Coffin number if they want to call there? Do you know?
Oh, gosh.
Ooh.
I should remember that off the top of
you
my
should.
Head.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you can find it if you need it. Yeah.
But yeah, and they have a Facebook page, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sounds good, Cindy.
Good,
thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And caller on line two, you're on the air. Hello.
Oh, hi, Joe and Julie. This is Sally calling.
Hi, Sally.
Sorry.
Can you? Hi. Hey, I was at the Sons of Norway yesterday looking out at 3.5-foot frozen berm over 25 feet long in front of our building. So I went in and I got the shovel and I'm standing out there going, holy cow, I'm a 71-year-old woman and I'm going to dig this thing out.
N-O.
And this man came down the bridge from town in a little bobcat.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me and he just kind of nodded his head and he dug the whole damn thing out and put it over the bay.
Nice.
Wow.
And I mean, it took him like... maybe 25 minutes. That's a long time with a bobcat, but that's how bad it was.
Oh, you'd
and I don't
still
know
be there.
The trustees were, but I would be in the hospital with a back.
That's what I'm thinking. Me too. And so that's fantastic. You don't know who it was. Just another hometown hero.
When he got done, I waved him over because I wanted to say thank you and get his name, and he just waved me off, turned around the little bobcat, as you know, they're really mobile, and went zipping down towards the harbor.
Oh, bless those
and
people.
I don't know who it was, but he was definitely a plow angel.
Yep.
Plow angel.
They are all over town. That's the good side of the snow is we are getting to see the best side of some people.
Yes, yes.
The plow angels, yeah. Snow, for example.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I did have a plow angel coming up my street, too, the other day. Or it was yesterday. It was the way we got all the snow. We had the big berm, and he just come by, and I was doing it, and I said, can I give you a hand? I said, if you give me one push, just get this berm out of my way and get the rest. And he did that, and that was huge, huge.
I know. Berm is a four-letter word.
Yeah.
But it's inevitable with the plowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a way you can kind of avoid it if you do shovel one side of your driveway so that they don't push that snow up into your... But it's really nice when someone comes along with a bobcat.
I thought about guarding the end of my driveway with my garbage can so they couldn't come close.
Oh, no, they just hit it.
It's
dark. It's the middle of the night when those plow guys are out. They must be exhausted. So we want to make it easy for them, too. But, that berm is really something. And then that's great, Sally, that you got some help. I'm really glad.
You know how you could have got some more
help,
Sally?
And I just thought that was wonderful.
Yeah,
pardon, Joe?
You could have got more help if you would have, just put your headphones on and listened to some inspirational music from KFSK and then shoveled away like Alec did.
No, it was frozen.
It was frozen.
It was almost up to the top of my thigh.
It would have broken your shovel.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was good.
It was a little daunting.
Yeah.
And I just thought, okay, I'm gonna just clear enough so we can get in the bingo door. I can do that.
Oh.
And as I'm contemplating that, and I took my first shovelful, here came the angel.
Yeah.
And I don't know who he is, but thank you so much. That was wonderful.
Awesome.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Thanks,
Sally.
Have a good week, you guys.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, they used to let school out so kids could shovel the streets of town back when they were boardwalk streets.
Hmm.
They don't do that, of course, anymore, but it's I think it used to be that kids earned money by shoveling, and now I only see adult names on Facebook of people that will shovel.
Yeah.
But it used to be teams would shovel.
Were you here then?
Huh?
Were you here then when we had just boardwalks and stuff like that? You've been around
that
long?
I was here when the glacier was here.
Oh.
When it was still covering town, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just well-preserved.
Exactly. Right on.
But I think that might be enough for Tradio for today,
enough.
Would you say?
I think so, too.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming in and taking such good notes.
Thanks. It wasn't much, but it was eventful.
Are you here next week, or are you off to the sunshine?
I'm gone. Sorry.
Well,
so
we'll
you're on your
own. Ah, we'll do what I can. Okay,
I'll listen.
To music. Okay, you better do it. Probably be me and Isaiah.
I'll call in if I have to.
Yeah. Yeah, please do.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks
for listening.
Of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Alaska Commercial Electronics, moving forward as Island Refrigeration, to continue ACE's 35 years of marine electronics sales, installation, and service. Equipment and repairs at the ACE Building, 908 South Nordic Drive, 907-772-3893.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676.